This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. 83 down on the island this morning, looking at partly cloudy skies today with a high of 88. South-southwest winds 15 to 25. Higher wind gusts possible. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies early give way to cloudy skies late during the night. Low of 81, south-southwest 15 to 25. Man, these southwest winds are killing me already. It's too early for that. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 88, south-southwest 15 to 25. That rain chance tomorrow is 50%. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. And we have two of them. We don't stand high pretty much all day long. We have a high this morning at 5:35 a.m. It's a 1.5. 6:19 a.m. is sunrise. Sunset's 8:18 p.m. Our moon phase is 88%. At low tonight, it'll be at 9:22 p.m. It's a negative 0.3. So once it comes in, it's going to be pretty much standing high for most of the day till late this evening. It'll start going out. Looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore 22 nautical miles east of Galveston has a south wind at 18, gusting to 20, water temp 84, air temperature 83, and Eagle Point is showing a south-southwest wind at 9 to 14, and water temp there is 86, air temperature 88. Morgan's Point looks like it's 82 degrees with 85 degree water. And that monitor showing a south wind at 3. I don't know about that. I'm over here in this neck of the woods, and it's about 15 to 18, if you ask me, just from coming in from outside. So, anyway. All right, well, let's run over the Tri-Bay area and check in with the old Hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, and see what he's got for us. Hammer, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy.
Well,
It's blowing. It's blowing.
Yeah.
15. I got 15 due south, and it's blowing more west or due southwest a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's wagging around. Now, that's why they're calling it south-southwest.
It's a warm air. 88% humidity. Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Nice morning.
It's warm. Yes, sir.
And it's June. We just started June, and it's already getting this hot, so hang on, folks.
Yeah,
might be a hot one this summer.
Yeah, I was happy to hit the AC yesterday after some yard work. It was walked in the house, and I had my AC set on 81 degrees, and it felt like it was freezing in here compared to outside.
81? Man, I'd smother in the house if it was 81.
Well, just to keep the humidity when we're not up here, just keep it cut way back. But anyway, I got to get out on Friday after I talked to you. I had a grandpa and a grandson, Rick, and his grandson, Lars. They had came Lars lives in California, and he come to visit his grandpa in Houston, and they fished with me last June, and Lars caught him a 27-inch red. And this time we were struggling pretty good with that old south wind blowing, and our little bitty old bay system is pretty ripped to shreds. And I mean, far as water condition, anyway, far as the color, it's just not, you know, just not getting the clarity in the water. And it showed too, because we caught some reds. We had one good trout, I mean, it wasn't easy pickings. I don't know what it was. It was they don't, you know, when you only fish once or twice a year, you can't just hop out there and think, you know, and they didn't, and they knew it, and they'd get the fish halfway to the, they just wasn't getting the hook set, and they'd get the fish about halfway to the boat, and it would come off.
Lack of penetration.
Yeah, it just couldn't get that timing down to take up all that slack, even with braid, you know, and they rip it, buddy, just a little baseball player. He was 10 and a half when he came to fish with me last time. He was 11 and a half years old this year. Little boy won a championship 2 years in a row out there on their little league team in California. I don't know. He's, like I said, he's 11 years old. Anyway, poor little guy has to wear a life jacket for a couple more years as long as the boat's moving. And a lot of people don't even think about that stuff, but we do. We have to take care of our passengers and make sure they live to fish another day. And little guy, man, started off the day with a 22-inch red, and Pawpaw got a good, he had a fat trout. It was just under 20 inches, and it was a really hefty trout. They didn't go home with a big stringer, but they went home with a lot of memories and a good time. They had two specks and one red, and they wasn't really looking. You know, he said, man, there's a fish market right down the street. We can go buy them, but we just like getting out here. And you know what I mean? Just to get away from the family. And they had a bunch of family down in a couple of different condos. And anyway, we stayed on them. We got out there at 7 o'clock. I wish we, no, actually they were 30 minutes late. They didn't get here till 7:30. I think if we would have got on the water right at daylight or just about, we may have got a few more bites, but it was tough. It was tough. We were using a live shrimp under a popping cork, and they ended up with two trout and one red, and said that was fine with them. So we made it, but it ain't a pretty deal. I was supposed to go out this morning. I had a trip that I donated to our fire department down here. Every year I try to do what I can to help them get some funds, and they had them a little fundraiser the other day and auctioned it off. And so today I was supposed to take them, and I called the folks last night, the man and his wife, and just talking to them and see if we could get a little earlier start than 7. They asked me what it was like, and I told them what my fishing trip was like on Friday, and it was kind of slow, and the water was off, and the wind was blowing, and they said, well, if it's okay with you, can we just do it another time? And I said, sure. And when I donate a trip to the fire department, police department, or EMS, or whatever, it's not going to expire. You know, I wouldn't do that to you. So,
but anyway, they said, oh, a year. If I couldn't get it in that year, I'd move on.
That's it. That's it. I gave a year. I told them. But anyway, they were really appreciative. They said, man, because, you know, I don't want to force them to go. And trying to drain blood out of a turnip, you know, just trying to make it happen. I could go through the motions, but just can't promise too much, you know, which I never promise anyway. If you're a smart fisherman, you know, you don't start promising that, then you do the best you can. And anyway, they had a good time. We had a mix, but well, we had those two trout, the flounder, and then we had some croakers. I never caught a hardhead, never caught a gap top. I'm probably jinxing myself, but anyway, none of that trash fish. Hadn't had the Blame, first.
Yeah.
Right. We caught a sand trout a while back, a few weeks ago, but I hadn't seen another one. And as long as I don't catch those hard heads, I'm fine, buddy. And even in that dirty old water, I mean, it was, you know, trout, they just like the water cleaner. That's all I can say. They like it a little bit greener, little cleaner, something about that old sandy water. I've always heard they just don't like breathing the sand particles or whatever in the muddy, dirty water. I've caught them in it, but it's tough. So it wasn't easy going. It wasn't easy going at all. But anyway, yesterday I got to get out and do some mowing, man. I mowed four different properties yesterday. Buddy, when I came up and hit that AC, I cut it back. I came up in here and I turned it from 81 to 79, and I just hung out, I mean, for the rest of the day until I went out and cooked fajitas yesterday afternoon.
Well, I'm bad for the planet because I keep my house a meat locker. I like it.
you could hang meat in there, huh?
You got it, buddy. It's, hey, I come in. Fishing all hot, hey, I'm ready to step in there and just, oh, it's just instant. Conditioned air.
Yeah, well.
That's what they used to call it back when I was a kid. That's why we always went places, because we didn't have AC back in the day. You know, everybody had attic fans in our house, and we'd always go to a drugstore or something like that and hang out where they had the air conditioning. Movie
right.
Fans. That was a...
Yeah. There
Remember
you go.
Everybody had advertised on their front window, conditioned air. Boy, everybody would flock there to go sit in the AC.
You know, it's getting to be that time of summer. If you walk out right now with that 90% humidity, 83 degrees, not even daylight, 83 degrees. It's anyway, it's summer.
I was getting 84 on my truck coming in here this morning, you know, 3 in the morning, yeah. 84 degrees.
Golly. Well, the bait camps are holding bait. I talked to them last night because I did think up until 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I had a trip today. So I was all gung-ho. I'd already called bait camps. I'm trying to find what I needed. And I ended up having to call them back and say, don't worry about it. I'm not going to go. You know, just we decided to go another time. And so that's what we're going to do, buddy. Try to make it happen another time.
Well,
and these little old bays. It's the Gulf was messed up. Those folks, when I called them to talk about the weather, they were down on the beach, and they said, "Yeah, it does look kind of off color." And I talked to her husband. He said, "You know, I fished a lump in my life to know that the fish like the cleaner water, and we've been sitting here looking at this muddy water wondering what we were going to do tomorrow." So, well, I'm gonna save y'all some time. If you want to reschedule it, we can do it. And that's what we did. So we, you know, I said, y'all just define you a day, you know, and we don't have to put anything on a calendar, or if we do, we'll pencil it in and try to make it work. And we got a year to take it. So anyway, we'll find a better day.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a good one. You can slide them in there, man.
I don't know if you seen anything on Facebook. I don't do Facebook, but I went down to dump my fish guts at the crabbing pier right down the street. Well, I couldn't get there because they had it blocked off. It was a command center for Brazoria County Sheriff's Department. And they had about 15 sheriff cars parked there, and I couldn't even get in. I had to go dump the fish heads over at the boat ramp. But they had a command center set up there for they were expecting something going on down on the county. You know, at certain times of the year, they get this little info or whatever. Heard that it was going to be quite a bit of gathering, and there was going to be maybe
something about it.
Well, good. Maybe it went. Maybe it didn't happen. But anyway,
I hadn't seen anything. But
well, that's good because they were here in force. I mean, anywhere you went down here yesterday, buddy, it was crowded, and every third or fifth car was a police car. So they don't want it to happen. They just come down there and make a presence, and we don't need no stupid stuff down here. You know what I mean? Take it somewhere else.
There you go.
Little bitty old community. Shoot.
Well, maybe they were tuning up for California, everything going on over there in the city of angels. Oh, gosh. All right, Hammer, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to get with you and come down and do a little fishing.
You bet. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683, man. Happy fun Sunday, and appreciate you, Captain Mickey. Y'all have a great day.
You got it. See you, Glenn. All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, this 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that's currently going on, it's going to run all summer long. It'll end Labor Day weekend, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. And 120 tagged redfish have been released in inshore Texas waters just waiting to be caught. Plus, you have other species to fish for like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, bling, dolphin, and kingfish. And just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. The Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to go over to Freeport and talk to our good friend, Captain Jeff Naylor, and he has a guest, Tristan, this morning. We're going to talk about, think how currents and all that work in the Gulf of America. I almost said Gulf of Mexico. Bad habit. All right. Jeff, good morning. What's up, man?
What's going on, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, man. Hanging out, brother.
I apologize. You're going to have to bear with me for a second. I'm on a tugboat, but I'll make it work.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, you sound good and clear. Clean and clear.
That's good. That's good.
Well, yeah, man. It's wind blowing again this weekend. I mean, it is what it is. A few people got out, you know, but overall pretty slow start to the snapper season for weekend two anyways, I guess I should say. So, but yeah, man, finally got Tristan on this morning. You know, we've been talking about rip charts and all the different maps and key components from that app for several years now. You know, I know enough to be dangerous, but that's about it, you know. but, I mean, I can tell you without a doubt, it's a huge tool for a lot of fishermen out there, especially in the deep, deep, you know, beyond rocks and stuff of that nature. So Tristan, he knows all about it. You know, really, Tristan, the one thing I always have questions about is the altimetry. You know, I talk about the altimetry a lot on the show and how influential that could be during, you know, high feeding periods and tuna bite times, stuff like that. But what's your thoughts on that overall? First off, what does that altimetry mean to the bite? You know, what does that really ultimately mean for a fisherman?
Yes, sir. So just to give you a quick rundown, rip charts is just for those who don't know, satellite imagery. It's kind of a platform that provides data for the offshore fishermen, right? And it's we try to give it in the most user-friendly way. Jump back to altimetry. Altimetry is one of those data sets, and it's the ocean height. And if you look at the ocean, kind of like a bathtub almost. When you get in a bathtub, you sit on one side, the other side of the bathtub goes up, you know, in ocean height wise. And so that's kind of the same thing with the oceans and how that water works. When there's a downwelling somewhere, another region's coming up. So you have upwellings and downwellings, and that altimetry is a key component because when you do have an upwelling, it's bringing all those nutrients from the bottom and all those bait fish to the surface. As an offshore fisherman, trolling is, you know, one of the biggest things that we like to do. So that's huge for us. You know, we like to target those fish at the top of the water column, and so altimetry plays a huge part in that. But also that transition in that altimetry. It's not just the upwelling, but it's when that water decides to go from the downwelling to an upwelling, As far as altimetry goes, that about covers it. But sea surface temperatures and currents are pretty big too. Those currents in the Gulf, as you know, when they hit the shelf, they'll cause an upwelling, and that's kind of hard to read on the altimetry chart. But it's something you pick up as you follow the charts, and it's just been a pretty cool tool for myself. As I play with it more and more, and yeah, man, it's been fun. It's been fun to play with and see how fish react to certain things and what they like and stuff like that. So,
sure. You know,
y'all got my attention because I have no idea, you know, how that works out there to go. I play the tides in structure inside inshore where I fish, and you know that's tough enough for a guy like me. But this is all new lingo to me, bud.
Yeah, I mean,
probably a lot of people, you know, they like to go offshore, but they don't know what makes it tick. You know, as far as you know, we ride around and look for rip lines and, you know, tide lines and color changes and things like that, which, you know, that occurs in the Gulf too, pretty much, because of the way the wind-driven current and the regular currents work together or against each other. So,
yeah, and that's the good thing about using rip charts as well is, you know, we used to be snapper fishermen where you just go to your spots and, you know, you check your spots out, and then if you run across a blue water rip, then that's cool, you know, find you some chicken dolphin and stuff like that. But,
yeah,
you know, with this new tool, you can kind of see those temperatures and those current changes and stuff before you go out there. And that way, you know, okay, well, you know, our snapper spot's here. You know, that blue water's only, four, you know, a couple more miles off. Let's go see if we can find something bigger. Let's go, you know, add a little more excitement to this bottom fishing. So.
Absolutely. It's a huge tool. I mean, and really, I mean, to your point, though, Mickey, the tides, the color changes, all that kind of stuff, it all has to do with the bait, you know, where that bait is, where those predator fish are going to be, you know. And
yeah,
so
they're attracted to certain, you know, changes like y'all are talking about. And then naturally, if you have the bait fish, you're going to have the sport fish, too, you know, what
sure.
you're looking for.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this is I mean, I don't want to say it's a newer technology, but you know, satellite imagery and what the information that it picks up, it just kind of gets better and better and better as time goes along. And Tristan, you could, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, you know, but it seems like you know, every year it gets a little sharper and a little, you know, a little more information that you can get from different satellite images and stuff like that, you know. And I think there's still a lot to learn about it, for me especially, just but like you just alluded to, that color change, you know, what does that color change look like on a satellite imagery? Well, it could be a temperature change, or it could be a chlorophyll change. You know, what exactly is chlorophyll, Tristan? How about that? What is chlorophyll?
Right, so chlorophyll is the level of phytoplankton in the water at the time. So it's a really good tool to find, like you said, that bait. The bait's obviously going to be finding the sargassum and the phytoplankton in the water, and where you find bait is where you're going to find your bigger fish. The weird thing about chlorophyll is that, you know, those bait fish like a different temperature than typical, you know, pelagic fish do. So it's kind of a fine line where you find these rip lines, but the bigger fish will come out of a different, out of their comfort zone, so to speak, into a different temperature just to chase that bait. So these little jets and fingers of, you'll see on the charts, these little fingers of, you know, different chlorophyll or different sea surface temperatures, those are always good areas to target, just because that gives an opportunity for those pelagic fish to come out and get some bait and jet back into that cooler water, or that warmer water, or wherever they want to be.
Yeah.
So
it's all very interesting, you know. So I should back up and is, you know, for those who not familiar with rip charts, or, you know, in those type of maps to begin with, basically rip charts is an app. You go on there, you find satellite images, and so it breaks it down into different informational maps. Like, so you have an altimetry map, you have a topography map, you have a chlorophyll map, you have a salinity map, you have a currents map. So basically those are satellite images that it's taken, and then it's deciding, you know, computer models deciding what, you know, where the temperature breaks are, you know, the whole outline of the Gulf of Mexico at that particular time, right? So that's kind of how the rip charts works. There's several different maps on there, and you can kind of pick and choose which one you want, and it's all based on satellite images that were taken most recently, or you know, I think altimetry. You know, they're all pretty much just satellite images. So,
is that correct, Tristan? Altimetry would be daily, and then our important data, so we call it, the stuff that, you know, you want to stay up to date on, because those currents are always moving, is like your sea surface temperatures and your chlorophyll. Those are real time, and those will be updated every hour, along with, you know, 1 day composite and 3 day composite images. On those days that you have cloud cover, you can still get a shot because it's combining all those images for those couple days. It's really fun to play with. You can overlay certain charts on each other and kind of combine different tools to figure out where that bite is, you know, weigh your pros and cons. We've got all your rigs, all your buoys on there. So as somebody that's not familiar with offshore fishing, it's a really good tool just to jump on there and kind of get a quick rundown of what the shelf looks like on the bottom, and new spots, and buoys that you never knew about, and rigs that you didn't know existed, and You know, it's really user friendly and based for the fisherman that does go out on the center console and just kind of grinds out the normal game. You know, I'd like to say that all of our customers are these big sport fishers, but the reality of it is it's not. So it's guys just like you and me that are taking off out there that really just have their phone with a saved map on it going, oh, there was a good spot here I found while I was, you know, at work the other day. So
definitely. So that, you know, and that's the premise behind it is you get these different satellite images and different maps. And just like he alluded to, you can, within that app, you can save it to your phone and your phone, all, you know, recent phones have a GPS in them. So you can actually use it offshore. Now it's not super, super fast. And the best tool that I think that has come out in the last 10, 15 years is the topographical maps, you know, of the ocean bottom, especially past those hilltops or what we call the shelf. And, you know, those have just been absolutely, you know, great tools to have for the advent of, you know, daytime sword fishing, tile fishing, all these things. And now you can actually see what the contour of the, you know, the ocean floor actually looks like. And then you start correlating that to where the bite is, you know, why the bite is. A lot of people fish along the hilltops there because the currents below, you know, will run along those hilltops and they'll hit a hill and obviously, you know, divert the water up or sideways or whatever. And again, with the altimetry, kind of the same premise, it pushes bait up or pushes bait down, or, you know, and those are where those predator fish hang out. You know, you start correlating that to when you're getting bites and, you know, how it all works. And you know, it's just something that's, it's incredible. I mean, it's almost scary, you know, I mean, in a way, these are not, you know, that wild of information, you know, but it's something that fishermen have not been able to just have on a, you know, a real-time basis. And that's exactly what you have now, which is pretty incredible.
I got you. So, all right, let me knock this commercial break out, guys. I'll be right back at you. Hang with me. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. They're real easy to find. They're located in downtown Belleville, and if you're looking for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, the Belleville is a place for you. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try what blends you like and buy what you prefer. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese. They have hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushroom. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And again, they're introducing their new Chuck Wagon patties. That's half-pound beef patty seasoned to perfection with loaded with cheddar cheese. And try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility, it never closes. It's open year-round. The Belleville's been serving the greater Houston community over 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, guys, we are back. All right, for
bagging action.
Like, you know, you guys are getting ready to go offshore. You know, you're going to be looking for, just say, billfish. And you've kind of got some ideas where you might want to start out, or, you know, troll after you get your bait and all that. But is there anything, once you look at this altimetry and everything, that would change your mind? So, well, I don't think I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to where these water temperatures and, you know, chlorophyll and everything set up, you know, better. What, I mean, is that what you use that for? Something to really kind of get you in the right area?
Yes, sir. That's a good way to put it. But it's, as far as trolling goes, I will say, so Rip Charts is worldwide, and these guys over in we've learned a lot from these guys over in Australia that utilize the data. They don't have the, so to speak, the fads that we do here in Texas. I mean, we've got rigs, we've got structure, we've got all sorts of stuff that we can fish here in Texas that the fish like to hold on to. But, you know, in places like New Zealand and Australia, yeah, they have bottom structure. Yeah, they have stuff causing these upwellings, but really what they have is water structure. And that's going to be your rip lines. I mean, you know how big the ocean is. And you can imagine a fish swimming through the ocean. If there's a big concrete wall moving through the ocean, you know, these fish are going to hang out on this big concrete wall. That's structure. And so that's what we're trying to push and show, especially here in the Gulf. And you can catch fish doing that here in the Gulf. The name of the game here in Texas is really just big structure. You can catch fish on rip lines. There's going to be fish on rip lines, but it's not the way that people have done it for years. And it's hard to talk people off of being spot fishermen. Hell, me myself, I'm a spot fisherman. You can ask Naylor. You know, we went out the other day. Right. And, you know, we went straight to a rig and live baited all day. And it's like, it's like, well, you know, I've got this tool that I'm supposed to be selling people and teaching people and utilizing, and you know, it ended up biting us in the butt because we didn't get the fish we were looking for. But you know, you always second guess yourself fishing if you're not catching right. So
I know all about that. Should have went left, you know, when I went right, or should have went right when I went left. You know, you know how it works.
Man, you know, from what my experience with it so far, and to your point, Mickey, you know, let's just say you're fishing a tide. You know, let's just correlate this to inshore fishing. You're fishing a tide. You know that bite is better, you know, between this time and this time, and you're pretty predominantly, you know, your knowledge shows you that, you know, maybe that transition from one bait to the next right there in that little gut right here has been very hot, you know. But then you wake up one morning and you see, you know, it's just, you know, that everything is green in the bay system, with the exception of one little clouded dark spot of water that is kind of floating around out there. You know, as a fisherman, you see that anomaly, and you know, it's something you have to go and look at. You know, I mean, that's because the fish is doing the same thing. He's thinking, man, this is different. You know, what are we doing here? So, you know, offshore in these different maps and stuff like that, it's the same way. Yes. Yeah, so altimetry is ultimately, you know, a big picture of what the ocean looks like. Yes. But if I am looking at those maps and I see there's a huge definitive like color change, chlorophyll line, or, you know, really specific 3 or 4 degree difference in water temperature in one little spot, something like that, like you just alluded to, that's a cinder block wall. You know, there's something definitively going on right there that is nowhere else in the Gulf, you know, or something very specific to that area. You know, for me, I would have to check that out. I'm going to go check that out versus going to a perfect altimetry spot. You know, it may not be the end all be all. It may not be the key to it all, but, you know, it's just those anomalies that you feel, you know, as a fisherman, you're like, this is different. Something is a lot different here. It smells fishy, you know.
Yeah, I gotta go fish that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, I see that inshore a lot of areas that you know, we do get these distinct color changes, whether it be due to fresh water meeting salt water. Man, if you can get that rip line or color change, which, you know, the temperature is going to be different. You know, dingier water is going to collect more heat. Clearer water is going to stay cooler. And then when you get that set up in the summer and it's over structure itself, you know, we fish a lot of hard bottom stuff, you know, oyster beds and all that in the summer. And right now, just about all the fish being caught are on some kind of hard bottom in the bays right now. And if you can get that set up with, you know, with a rip line and in a freshwater versus saltwater meeting and over a big major structure, bottom structure, you're going to get them. I mean, it's just guaranteed.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you another scenario that's come about here real recently. You know, the beginning of snapper season, both last year and this year, the currents are ripping inshore. And so one of the maps that Rip Charts has is the current, you know, current flow. You can see the speed for the most part. You know, it really, it's not 100%, like, you're not going to be able to decide within a mile or two where that current's going to drop or not drop. You'll see a more predominant passive current, and you can expect that if you get close to it, it's probably going to do whatever it says on that map. You know,
yeah, you got to go look. Yeah,
exactly.
Go find it.
But I mean, you might find that all the currents are far east. So if you're going out of Freeport and you see that there's a very slack current down south, but there's a hard current over east, you know, you don't have to go check east first and find out that the current's ripping. You look at that map and you say, oh, man, it's kind of slack down south. Well, maybe you head down south that, you know, that morning, stuff like that, where it's a little easier fishing, you know. So, I mean, it's as far as just the overall view of it, yes, it's important to go find where the fish may be collecting, you know, but even inshore-ish, you know, you can see the currents and how bad they're ripping.
Yeah, I can see where that would be advantageous to, you know, bottom fishing, you know, like for swordfish and things like that, with that less current where you can get those baits down and don't have to use a ton of weight and all that.
Right. Stay on top of your bait.
Yeah.
I've had some buddies here recently, big tarpon fishing guys, that they're always texting me that they hadn't been into the service to buy it yet, but they always want the fresh map from me for some reason. you know, come August and September, when it gets real flat, they're always texting me looking for the latest chart and seeing where that blue water's coming through, because you can guarantee when that blue water comes through the Middle Coast, I mean, those tarpon are going to be right on that line as well, and it's been a really big tool there, too.
So, definitely. You know, Tristan, the weirdest, you know, like I said, I've been using this stuff for years, especially the topography maps, and I love staring at them. You know, I live out there in those hilltop areas, but, you know, there's still no 3D models or topography maps of anything probably inshore of, you know, the intersection or, you know, let's just say 600 feet and shallower. You know, what is the deal with that, and why are the maps not made yet, and are they ever coming?
Put me on the spot here, man. man, that's been something in the line that we've had planned for a while. Obviously, the bottom maps haven't been updated for quite some time. Just kind of pounding on the sea temps and chlorophyll, and it's done us well. But I definitely agree. I definitely think there should be some change there and some updated charts inshore, because as a snapper fisherman or a grouper fisherman inside the shelf, I mean, you live and die in that, you know, no further than 300 feet of water. And I think it would be really cool to get some of that stuff online as well. The stuff that we have now was kind of the original NOAA, what's offered. We take it in, process it, and it's no different from, dare I say, any other subscription that you can get with bottom maps at the moment. But yeah, I would like to update that as well. I think that that'd be good, and I'll look into that
further. 10-4. We would love. I mean, you know, I tell you what, Mickey. The one thing about Freeport, Texas, and Casey, and Elliot will tell you the same thing. It is probably one of the most unique places on the Gulf of Mexico in terms of natural bottom structure. Artificial bottom structure, Texas parks and wildlife, artificial reefs. I mean, we have a ton of stuff here, and I don't think people even realize, you know, exactly the extent of that. I mean, let's just take, for instance, the 21 rocks that a lot of people probably have several numbers to, but don't realize that that's about a 20-mile string of rock systems. It's massive, massive. Right. And you just don't even, you can't fathom that. You know, when you have five spots, you don't realize there's about 2,000. You just don't know it, you know. So anyways, that inshore from that 300-foot mark on in is you know, most people, like he said, just live and die in that. You know, it almost, I would love to have it, but it almost scares me to give it out to Johnny Q Public too. So it's like, I just...
Right. Right. The shelf's nice because you can sit there and pick out your swordfish spots, and you know nobody's going to take them, right?
Yeah.
You start giving away those East 27s and all that stuff, and then you got 100 people out there. But,
yeah. I don't have anything against it. It's just, we won't. I'm just kidding. I hope everybody goes out and catch fish. It is not, that's just me being selfish a little bit. But at the end of the day, though, I mean, the amount of structure stuff and the ability to be able to see that would just be, game changing. And, maybe we'll see that from Rich Hartz here in the next few years. But putting you on the spot now for sure. But
I'll lean on it. I appreciate you, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. But, I mean, you know, all these things, they make a lot of sense, and it's really, way offshore especially is where you really need those, chlorophyll maps and all that other stuff we just talked about. And, you know, I mean, it's taken me a while, even with what little knowledge I have about it. But it's just about like anything, you know, you keep a fishing book and a log of what you catch and where and why and temperatures and all that kind of good stuff. And you start seeing patterns in it. And this is no different. It's the same thing. I mean, you know, you start correlating patterns with fish and how you catch them and, you know, and then you start diverting back to your moon phases and stuff like that. And you start seeing there's a correlation there too, you know? And so, eventually you just get really awesome, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where you're at now, Jeff. You've gotten to that really awesome point.
No, not at all. I wish.
You're exceeding that normal fisherman.
I wish. There is so many, you know, there's so much to learn. You think you have it figured out, and you really don't. And then somebody just dazzles you with a little bit of information and some knowledge, and you're thinking, oh my God, I've got to go back to drawing board from square one. It just doesn't even make sense anymore. And, you know, that's about how offshore's been, you know, for me. So, you know, it's so crazy. Like, you know, I'll give you, for instance, you know, we love sword fishing over here off of Freeport. Again, with all the structure we have these hilltops. We have a lot of structure that's right at the shelf that a lot of the other places in along the Gulf don't have, you know. So down south, for instance, you know, in Brownsville and in that area down there, they have very few hills, you know, in comparison. They have some, but not like we have here. But let me tell you what, I mean, Kubeka down there, he is just crushing, you know, the swordfish. And I mean, just absolutely crushing them down there. And you ask him, you ask some of those guys down there, they're doing so well. You're like, how do you, you know, I learned to fish around the hills because of the diversion of currents and, you know, kind of stuff that I've learned throughout the years, rip charts and all that kind of stuff. And he says, man, we fish the mud. You know, we fish little mud crevices, little mud dinkies, you know, wherever. They're just a small anomaly, you know. I mean, again, just makes you rethink your entire program because, you know, you had this idea in your head that you had to be around some hills or something like that. And as it turns out, you really don't, apparently, or at least in some areas.
Don't tell me that because I like that hilltop fishing. And you start talking about mud and you're exactly right. My mind goes a total different direction. Start fishing deeper guts and stuff like that. I was like, man, I've got a few spots that I just like to fish. And, I don't even want to go over there.
Yeah, any kind of undulation or bottom change, gut, you know, ridge, whatever. It's all structure, whether it's hard or soft. You know,
what sure
roll through there and attract fish and bait fish.
You bet. You know, and they eat very odd things. They eat eels. They eat squid. You know, eels live in the mud. The squid live, you know, or in different parts of the column, water column. So, you know, that makes sense. You know, they're not that current is not pushing eels up, you know, on the upwelling. Yeah, they live in the mud, you know, so they could be there eating muddy eels. Who knows, you know, but it's a lot. It's kind of like, you know, what I always correlate to, like, inshore fishing is, like, you just one day you find out that trout actually love fresh water. And here you are, like, running away from, you know, bays that have a huge dump of fresh water because you just, you know, that trout bites, you know, is going to be affected by it. And then all of a sudden one day you find out, well, they love it. I mean, they've been piling into this thing while you've been running from it. So what do you do now? I mean,
well, the thing with fresh water, the reason a lot of us run from it at times, because when it's so much, it's just so dirty. And being a lure fisherman, you want cleaner water. Now, bait fishermen, they don't tend to run from it as much.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, you know. And Tristan, on that note too, what maps can, like, inshore fishermen really you know, use and utilize, you know, from the rip charts, just right off the top of your head? Temperature maps. I mean, what the
True Color is a good touch on looking at seeing what the surf looks like and stuff like that. But I mean, we really are structured for the offshore fishermen. As far as one thing I wanted to touch on is, you know, like I said, we started off as snapper fishermen, and if you get the occasional, you know, close-in rip line or cooler push of water that you had no idea was there, and it was cool to catch some pup dolphin or some kingfish or maybe a wahoo and stuff like that. You know, if you're not planning on running any further than 40 miles, 45 miles, I challenge you to look at the charts, because if there is an eddy that comes inshore of the shelf, and there's a cooler water push or a chlorophyll push out there that you can get to that's within your range, there's going to be fish on it. Like you said, if there's a good rip line with bottom structure, obviously you weigh your pros and your cons, and as much structure as possible, either water structure or bottom structure, obviously it's going to cause the fish to be there, and whichever looks the best to you, And that's what's great is you can look at the charts before you even go out there. Whatever looks best to you, you just go fish it and go put in your time. And more than likely, you're going to, if you've got confidence in what you're pulling or what you're throwing, you're going to catch the fish.
I got you. Well, probably the best way to look this up or check it online is just go to, what do you Google up? Go look for.
Yeah. You can find us online at ripcharts.com or in the app store, search Rip Charts. Rip Charts phone number is, let's see, reach me at 877-526-3442. Or like I said, just the app store and you can find us there as well.
I got you. Well, cool. Well, we're out of time, guys. I enjoyed the conversation. I actually might have learned something. Things I didn't know anything about. I'll tell you that.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a Bay Rat, man. All right. Well, hey, you guys have a good weekend. Always a pleasure. Jeff, you take care. Jeff, throw your number out. Somebody wants to give you a call, buddy.
Yeah, should be anytime you want, man. 979-417-1013. Mickey, thanks for letting me have some of these folks on. I mean,
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for
years
getting some new knowledge in here. People like hearing
awesome
stuff.
Awesome. Well, fantastic. Right, thank you, Mickey.
Have a good weekend. Sunday. See you. Thanks, Tristan.
Thank you,
right, later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.